Hello everybody, welcome and kumusta. Thank you for joining me. This is How, your occupational therapist, and welcome to Occupational Therapy Conversations. Today we're going to talk about something that changed the way we discharge patients from hospitals here in the United Kingdom. And this is what we call the Discharge to Assess Scheme, or D2A. It is an important one because it's about how people leave the hospital safely and what the role we as OTs and other professionals play in it. What is D2A? Discharge to Assess is a model that says once someone is medically stable, they don't need to stay in hospital to wait for assessment. Instead, they can go home or into a community setting, and that's where we do the assessment for their care and rehabilitation needs. This is built around four pathways from 0 to 3. Pathway 0 is it's a simple discharge once they're admitted into a hospital with no extra support. These are just people who would just come in, simple, straight IV antibiotics, and that's it. No carers. Pathway 1 would mean somebody can go home with short-term support, and this could be reablement care. Pathway 2 would mean somebody can be discharged to a rehab stay in the community or a short rehabilitation stay. And a pathway 3 would be a 24-hour care, usually nursing or residential care, when the needs are actually high. Why did D2A scheme came about? Well, here's the reality, guys. Too many people were stuck in the hospital even when they no longer need to be in the hospital, even when they are medically fit. Sometimes they can be waiting for therapy, they can be waiting for the adaptive aids or the equipment, they can be waiting for care packages. And while they waited, people got weaker, they got more dependent, and it makes them at a more risk of hospital-acquired infections. Technically, as soon as a person is medically fit, they need to be out of the hospital. But in this country, there seems to be a longer time and people tend to stay in the hospital a little bit longer. So these delays are called detox or delayed transfer of care, right? DTOCs. And the NHS needed a solution for this. Here's the bit where I need to be honest about us as occupational therapists, particularly when it comes to people being delayed. Response times, our response times. Often, patients were medically fit, but most of the time, patients are still waiting for an OT to do an assessment or to do a home assessment, for example. So there is that delay. Sometimes it takes days or even weeks, especially if the adaptive aids or the equipment or social care input is required. And this slows everything down. When I say about the response times, I've seen this as a habit of an occupational therapist. We always look and say, oh, they're still medical, then we're not going to make our assessments yet. Medical being if they need CT scan or an X-ray or they're still on IV antibiotics. So it's a reason for OTs not to do an assessment. And that delays everything. So all of a sudden, once antibiotics has been sorted out and the person's been shifted into oral antibiotics, then we'd be rushing to make our assessments when everybody else have done the assessment. So response time. So we OTs, used to decide on long-term needs while the patient was still in the hospital bay. But really, sometimes, how accurate is that? A ward is not somebody else's home. A patient might look unsafe in the hospital, but once they get home, they settle into their own routines and they can manage so much better. Conversely, some risks only appear at home, like, for example, the steep staircase or a narrow bathroom. So there are risks that are present at home. Or sometimes when we see a patient, it looks like they're frail, it looks like they won't be able to manage. So it's one of those things that we need to balance. Not everybody needs carers. Just remember that. Risk aversion. Sometimes we are the part of the problem, guys. And I don't want to admit that, but it's true. We don't want to discharge patients without being sure. But that caution is creating bottlenecks. And in truth, it is sometimes way easier for us to go on to the decision, say, keep them another night decision, rather than to push people to be discharged home soon and as safe as possible, where family taking charge alongside the patients and community following up. So D2A partly came in because of our limitations as profession in the acute hospital environment. Now, how did D2A change things? With D2A, the thinking shifted. Don't delay in the hospital. Get people home into the community bed. Let OTs, physios, nurses, and social workers assess there in the real environment. So this model reflects what we always knew, that yes, function is best judged in context. But it also challenges us to work faster. It challenges us to coordinate better and to be more flexible. So D2A came about because we are not responding fast enough and quick enough. Right? On the positive side with D2A, patients do recover better at home. Families get to be more involved. The decisions about the long-term care gets to be more accurate. The downside of the D2A is that the community teams gets to be more stretched about this. And it makes the sense that discharge feels rushed to families, to patients. And for us OTs, it just means that we can't hide behind the hospital walls anymore. We have got to deliver. We have to deliver quickly. We have to be more responsive, particularly in meeting the safety needs, because what's at stake here is safety. So did OT response times influence the birth of D2A? Absolutely. More than that, though, OT's reasoning about the context-specific assessment gave the scheme its backbone. Yes, there is reason. That's just an excuse for me personally. But yes, like I said, anything we do matters. Yeah, if we see them there in the community soon, as quick as possible, it'll make it safer. Good. But I feel that this D2A really happened because OTs are not quick enough. And that really is the challenge. To be honest about our delays and our risk aversion, and to step up in this new way of working. Because at the heart of it all, it's about the patient. And they deserve timely, they deserve accurate and meaningful assessment. That's it for today, guys. I hope you learned a little something new, and if you did, please share it with your friends. Talk to your colleagues about it over a cup of tea. Teach each other, grow together, learn together. Please like, share, subscribe. Just remember, anything you do matters and has an outcome. Until next time, bye.